from the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week
with Monsignor Frank Bugnano every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Thank you so much for being here. Iowa Catholic Radio, and this is Thought of the Week. Well, you know, one of the things we want to be hopefully striving for in our own lives now in this kind of a very difficult time in our country is we want to ask God to give us peace. We want to maintain some kind of equilibrium, some kind of peace in ourselves. And also we want to be able to perhaps project that onto other people, project that into conversations. I think it's got to start with our own thoughts. You know, I got to get that straight, hopefully somewhat within myself as best I can. And remember, this is something you work at all your lifetime. I mean, this, but I think we can grow in it, and it can grow in and develop. It's a spiritual strength or virtue. And so I think probably one of the greatest saints of peace is St. Francis de Sales. I know you've heard me talk about him many times, my favorite saint. He is so practical. He talks about spiritual growth, and he says it in such plain language. He's so great. Lived in the early 17th century. Very Bishop of Geneva, Switzerland. Great, great man. But he wrote, he said, "Do not look forward to the mishaps of this life with anxiety, but await them with perfect confidence that when they do occur, God, to whom you belong, will deliver you from them." God will deliver you from the mishaps. And it's right in the scriptures. Romans, remember, Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28. And I love it. It says, "We know that all things work for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose." He has a purpose for each one of us. Everything is going to work out unto good for those who love God. Really? Well, let me think here for a second. So what's my number one job? Love God. Grow in love of God. And one of the ways I do grow in love with God is to see how much he has loved me. If you want to grow in love with someone, you probably will do that when you see how much they love you. Yes. So when I thank God for the beautiful trees, when I thank God for my friends, my faith, my health, my education, whatever, on and on, when I thank him, I'm thanking him because I know he loves me. Come on, he loves me. And the more I realize that God loves me, guess what? The more I'm going to love him. So, yes, right. For those who love God, all things work out. He's in control, right. And St. Francis goes on to say, "He has kept you up to the present moment, so remain securely in the hand of his providence." That's the key word, his divine, which is his plan. The word providence means from providere, two Latin words, which means to look ahead. God sees it. We don't see ahead. He sees ahead, and he's got it figured out. So, and he's got it figured out in our favor. So remain securely in the hand of his providence, and he will help you in all situations. And he goes on to say, "When you cannot walk, he will carry you." Don't think about what will happen tomorrow, for the same eternal Father who takes care of you today will look out for you tomorrow and always. Either he will either keep you from evil, or he will give you invincible courage to endure the evil. Boy, and that's one that I just think we can read over and over and over again. Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25 and following. This is what Jesus says. I just quote Francis de Sales, but he got this from Jesus, from the Bible, from the scriptures. And Jesus really goes on and on. I think he must have run out of breath on this one, because he says, Therefore, I tell you, verse 25, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and is not the body more than the clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds the birds. Are you not more important than the birds? This is what Jesus is saying. Verse 27, can you, by worrying, add a single moment to the span of your life? Is worry going to add more time on my... No, come on. Jesus goes on, why are you anxious about your clothing? Well, learn from the way the wild flowers grow in the field. They don't work or spin, and I'm telling you, not even Solomon in all of his wonderful splendor was clothed as beautifully as one of these little flowers. So, if God so clothes the grass of the field, flowers, which grows up today and tomorrow is mowed down, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So, here it goes. Do not worry and say, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? All these things that pagans are running after. Your heavenly Father knows that you need everything, what you need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. What does that mean? Kingdom of God, the reign of God, the influence of God, openness to the Holy Spirit. Where is God moving me? What is the Holy Spirit suggesting to me? What is the right thing to do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. So, last, do not worry about tomorrow, says Jesus. Tomorrow is going to take care of itself. Sufficient for one day, today, will have its own evil. We'll be right back. We're talking about peace. How do we have that peace? This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online, ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
So we are talking about having peace, and I've gone to the scriptures, the word of God, which has its own power, and the words of Jesus Christ himself, and all the time he spends, I said, he must have been out of breath on this one, on depending on God's love, seek first your relationship with God. Everything else is going to work out. He's in control. He is in control. So Francis de Sales goes, he says, so be at peace. And he says, rid your imagination of whatever is troubling you. Well, what's troubling you? Don't sit there and fret, you know, well, what's going to happen after the election? What's going to happen after COVID or after the vaccine? I don't know. He said, so what good's that going to do for fretting? It doesn't do anything. Yeah. So he says, rid your imagination of whatever troubles you. Quit thinking about it. It's not helping them. It's not changing the situation, nor is it helping you, especially it's not helping you. Be at peace. Then you can really do what's in front of you, what you need to do right now, what you need to do today. So he says, belonging totally to God. Do that. Belong totally to God. Think of God, and he will think of you. Think of God, and he will think of you. He has drawn you to himself so that you may be his. He will take care of you, says Francis. Do not be afraid. For if little chicks feel perfectly safe when they're under their mother's wing, how secure should you, a son or daughter of God, feel under God's paternal protection? Yes, do not be afraid, he says. Wow. And of course, again, DeSales, he's quoting the scriptures. He sure is. Do not be afraid. 200 times is that phrase in the Bible. The most repeated phrase in the Old and New Testament is, do not be afraid. Wow, God knows us, doesn't he? He knows us backwards. You said, be at peace. It's interesting because that was the famous saying of Pope John Paul II, Saint Pope John Paul II. He was here in Iowa, you know, in 1979. And let me tell you a quick little story here. He was from Des Moines, October 4th, October 5th. He flew to Chicago. There he was going to meet with all the bishops of the United States, which he did. And they were all there. And auxiliary bishops were there. And so two of these auxiliary bishops, they ran out of tables at this huge place they're having the Pope, this big dinner. And so there were two auxiliaries, one of them, the auxiliary in Michigan, Grand Island, Michigan. And I got to know him because I was up there, did a little bit of work up there. And he was telling me, he said, you know, we wound up at this small table, the two of us lowly auxiliary bishops, with the Pope's two secretary bishops, or they were Monsignors, two secretary Monsignors, Monsignor Jivich, the Polish one, who then became, he's now Archbishop Cardinal in Warsaw, and then also McGee, he also became a bishop in Ireland. Anyway, so McGee and Jivich are there with the two of us, and we're sitting there, and the Pope had been Pope for a year. So we were, of course, everybody's curious about this Polish Pope. Who is this guy, you know? So we said, well, what's he like? Tell us about the Pope. You guys are with him 24/7. So tell us about. And he said, they said, you know, he always says the same thing. Do not be afraid of anything. Do not be afraid of anything. That's what Jesus said. That's what Francis de Sales is saying. That's what St. John Paul said right here in Iowa, in the United States. So let's you and I think about that today. Are you afraid of something? Forget it. Don't. It's not worth it. Ain't going to happen, for one thing. Okay. So that's what Francis de Sales says. So be at peace. He says, since you're one of God's beautiful sons or daughters, don't let your heart be troubled. Let your weary, listless heart rest against the sacred, loving heart of Jesus, who by his providence is a father to all of us children. By his gentle, loving care, he's also a mother. He has gentle care over each of us, gentle care. So the first thing in the morning, says DeSales, prepare your heart to be at peace. First thing in the day, first thing in the morning. Then take care throughout the day to call that peace back to yourself frequently. Maybe every, you know, maybe put your watch on your wrist or sometime when you look at your watch, go, what was it? Turn it around for, oh, be at peace. So it might recall that. And it's, and I always tell people, try to take time at noon or midday or sometime, just stop a minute and just say, have I been at peace? Have, Lord, have I not trusted you? Okay. So call that peace back. Take it again and again into your heart. And if you happen to do something that you regret, you go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm stupid. I've been out of shape. I raised my voice. Well, Lord, I'm just human. So humble yourself quietly before God and try to regain your composure. And then say to yourself, Lord, we've made a mistake. Let's go on. I'm going to try to be a little more careful. And that's it. And then go on with great peace. So, yeah, DeSales is wonderful. So he says, when you're peaceful within yourself, don't miss the opportunity to make acts of gentleness as you can. Start acting that way because that will influence your brain, right? As frequent as you can, act with gentleness. No matter how small these acts of gentleness may seem, for as the Lord says, the person who's faithful in small things will be faithful in greater ones. So we'll be right back. Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week.
BuildaCan Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. BuildaCan Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. BuildaCan Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by BuildaCan Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Faith on Trial provided by Paul Martin and Paul Mitchell, owners of Imogene Ingredients. Imogene Ingredients supply specialized feed ingredients for livestock and pet diets to improve maternal and young animal health in both conventional and organic production. Information about Pharmatan and other products at ImogeneIngredients.com. Paul and Paul are members of St. Augustine's Knights of Columbus and encourage their brother knights to keep standing for their faith.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
So we're talking about trying to have that inner peace. I work at it, and I bet you do too, so let's keep working at it. Yes, and it's attainable. Say a prayer for it. Lord, give me peace. And, you know, you say that sincere prayer, and he hears you. In fact, he's the one who probably put the thought in your head in the first place to ask for it. As St. Thomas Aquinas says that, he says, every prayer we offer, first of all, comes from God into our head to say it. He inspires us. What? Yeah, that's right. Yep, he's in control. And so, and DeSales go on and say, this is the way to heaven. You know, I see the harbor ahead of me, but I'm sure the storms I'm going through aren't going to prevent me from getting to that harbor of that banquet, that great banquet of heaven, the harbor of heaven. He quotes the scripture. He says, my eyes are always on the Lord. He will free my feet from snares and traps. Ooh, I've been trapped. Nope. He's going to free you. If you're entrapped, you pray, the trap comes open. Have you fallen into a snare of adversity? Well, you must not look at your own situation, nor look at the traps that hold you. Look at God. Let God get you out of that trap. He'll take care of you. Francis, in another one of his writings I read recently, he says, you know, he was a great biologist. He's a great nature person. He said, you know, when we try to capture a bird, a special bird that we want to capture and put in a cage or whatever, you know, you set a snare. And the thing is that the bird flies down, starts where he steps in the snare, and the snare grabs him. And the bird tries to fly away. The more he tries to get away from the snare, the tighter the snare gets. How do you like that? So he says, look to God to hold you. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the trap. Look to God. Let God undo the snare. Right. Yes. And as he quotes the scriptures, cast your thoughts upon God and he will nourish you. Look up. Gosh, we don't do that enough. Look up. Why should you trouble yourself with wanting or not wanting the events and mishaps of the world, since you do not know what you ought to wish for, and God will always want for you what you yourself, without having to worry about it, he's going to take care of it. He knows. Therefore, wait peacefully. Wait for the effects of divine pleasure. Let his will take care of it all. Because why? It's always good. Why? Because God is pure goodness. That's all. There's only one thing he can will for you and me. Good. That's all he can do. You know, they say, can God do everything? No. There's one thing he cannot do. Really? What is it? God cannot tell a lie. Impossible. God cannot do evil. Impossible. He is pure good, pure truth, pure love, right? So wait for the effects of his divine pleasure and let his will be enough, because his will is always good. In fact, he told St. Catherine of Siena, he told her, think of me and I will think of you. I like that. Think of me and I will think of you. Right. So St. Francis de Sales, he is so wonderful. He talks about, all right, I'm going to be at peace. All right, here you go. Step number two, be patient with everybody today, especially be patient with yourself. Accept the fact that you're not perfect. You don't know everything. You can't foresee everything. You're going to forget a few things. Okay. But be at peace with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Don't be disturbed about your imperfections, and always have the courage to pick yourself up after you slip and fall. You suddenly lost patience, you cussed at somebody or whatever you did. All right, well, I'm quoting DeSales here, the great saint, make a fresh start every day or every hour. There's no better way of growing toward union with God than to always be starting over again and never thinking, well, I've done enough. That's it. I'm going to Mass. I'm saying prayers. I've done enough. No, no, no. We've never done enough. That is so important. In fact, he says somewhere else I read, the spiritual life is a series of new beginnings. I'm going to remember that. The spiritual life is a series of new beginnings. You have not arrived. I've not arrived. And I've got to keep remembering myself. What's the new beginning that's going to be coming up for me somewhere? Well, how about you? The spiritual life with God, is a series of new beginnings. And he concludes, he's got, I love this. He is so good. So get his writings, St. Francis DeSales, DeSales. He wrote for lay people. He wrote in pure, readable French. English, of course, translation. Yeah, very, very simple. He says, most importantly, don't lose heart. Be patient. Wait. Do all you can to develop a spirit of gentleness and understanding of others. He says, I have no doubt that God is holding, he's writing this to a friend of his, I have no doubt God is holding you by the hand. If he allows you to stumble a little bit, it's only to let you know that if he were not holding you by the hand, you'd probably fall right on your face. How do you like that? This is how he gets you to take a tighter hold of his hand. So trust in God. And I, I love that. What our Lord Himself says. He says, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to take care of itself. Today has got its own problems. Don't have to solve tomorrow's problems. They're not even here yet. So today will take care of itself." So we do that by prayer. About every hour, as often as you can, just whisper a three-word prayer, "Jesus, help me." Little prayers. So God bless you, Monsignor Frank Bignano. This has been Thought of the Week, Peace, how to maintain that inner stability, that inner peace. God bless you.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.